Greetings, dear ones, I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. These sort of channelings are more like blessings, and they talk about the same thing. Those of you who have not seen this before will take a moment to cognize the reality of this or not. But the man who sits in the chair didn't take much time to prepare for this trance, that it's still his voice. It's non-affected, sounds like him. And then there are those of you who can sense the energy. And you will know that a door closed and another one opened. And that my partner has stepped away. We've explained this process, how it works, many times. We've told you about humans who do this and what happens. That you will know if a channel is a channel or not by certain attributes that take place and the energies of love. Channeling information will never chide you, blame you, make you wrong. Will inform you with love, prepare you, help you. Talk about the benevolence you are in, remind you are God. Will never warn you about another human being. Because all humanity is part of the whole. The guidance is done in benevolence and compassion. And that's what is here. For those of you who see the reality of this and start to feel the energy that is here, you will know that you have information from beyond the veil. There is so much to speak of and say. The shift you have expected has arrived. And all things are starting to move. But for the old soul, there are so many changes, so many feelings, so many frustrations. We've spoken about them for the last two main channelings. We're going to continue tonight. For the old soul is the graduate, pulling the train of the Akash, and I'll explain that later. The old soul has more experience in so many energies, has experienced so many things on this planet, that they are the ones who lead the way in shift. Dear ones, there is a plan. And you know what it is, at some level. Because as you stood at the wind of birth, every single one of you said, let me back in, let me back in, let me back in. You weren't going to miss this shift. For all of the eons of time, this was the time that would be the critical time. And I want to remind you yet again of something. If you're a senior in this room, you are struggling to get back in with the knowledge that the future might not shift, the wild card might not arrive, and you would put yourself right in the middle of Armageddon. But you came anyway. Those of you born later and younger in this room, right time, right place to go to work. Because over on the other side, you saw what you don't see now. You see the potentials. You see all of those things starting to arrive that would make this civilization different than any other. And it is. And it is. 2012, the pivotal year, the end, the center of the precession of the equinoxes is a time frame, and you can study it 18 years into 2012, 18 years out. It is a time of shift and change. So many things we told you to expect. We told you to expect the negativity that you see on the planet, the dark and the light starting to break apart, the transparency starting to show itself. And we told you there would be issues with your own duality in your own life. We told you 2013 would be a good time to stay inside and be fed under the door. It was a metaphor created by my partner that said not much would be accomplished and there would be a lot of shift. And there was. 2014 and on would be the beginning of information that would come to start to explain not only what has happened, but what to do next. Some of you started to understand that you operate intuitively on a frequency, you might call it that, that comes in that you recognize that's comfortable and it's benevolent and you call it God. And you use it for reading and healing and meditating, for writing, all of those things, and you're so used to tuning into it. And then it shifted. 2013 was the year where many stopped doing things that they'd done for years. Healers stopped healing. Channelers stopped channeling. Readers stopped reading. Meditators stopped meditating. Because it was a darkness that you didn't understand. And you ask yourself what you did wrong. Instead of looking at what the prophecy was that I gave you. Be still and know that you are God. Be still, I said, in 2013, and be circumspect. Don't make judgments about you or anyone else, because things would change. You'd lose friends. There might be diseases come and go. There would be difficulties. I'm talking to those right now who know what I'm speaking about. And then you would slowly understand the frequency had moved. And you start retuning to a higher, if you want to call it that, different frequency. And that frequency was the new human. It was prophesied. The magnetic grid of this earth changed for that. We told you in book one it would change. You're in a different part of space. Your solar system is moving through an entire different field. It changes your magnetics. And it lets human consciousness go to a place that you designed it would. And now it begins. And the old soul is at the forefront. I'm going to give you more information tonight that hopefully will close out that which I've given you the last two times I came before you. It's real, dear ones. You're used to esoterics being invisible. This one is not. You're used to esoterics being things you cannot show or prove or tell about. This one is very real. And it sits on you. And some of you are confused about it. You don't want to make the wrong choice. You don't want to do next. You're even confused what it's all about. And I want to talk to you tonight about that later. If you've come and you're listening to this, and this is a black hole for you right now. I want you to listen. And I want you to understand. So that when this is over. And when the channeling is done in a few hours. You'll understand it all. And the light will be turned on in your life. This is why Kryon is here. In love with humanity. With every single soul and soul group that exists. I know you. Dear one, spirit knows your name. I said it so many times, both your earth name and the one in light. You are a piece of the planning of the whole. It's not a mystery. But you have to have free choice, so there's a veil that keeps so much hidden. So if you want to know more about what's hidden, listen. Because I'll tell you. for those who believe channeling is real. And for those who don't, there is no judgment. Time is that way. There may come a time when you need to believe it, when it starts to make sense, when your mind is different than it is today. And that may be why some of you are listening and sitting and doubting that this is even real. Oh, it's real. For those who can feel the energy and know what is here, you can feel the benevolence and the love that is here for you. That's all there is. It's pure. It sits upon you in such a way that it wants you to relax and say, be still. Know that you're God. Be still. For whatever you brought in with you that you're so afraid of is so insignificant to the magnificence of who you are. Believe it. It's happening. And so it is.